Wonderful, wonderful. What I wanted to begin by giving you a chance to, you know, to talk about is, obviously, right off the bat, I mean, our child spending only 4 to 7 minutes a day playing outside, I think we probably all agree that that's not enough. And when we grew up, we spent an awful lot more time than that outside, didn't we?
That's right. We're really seeing what I think is an alarming trend over the last 2 decades or so of kids spending almost all of their time indoors. And it's not just that. They're spending all of that time in front of electronic screens. The average American kid is spending almost 8 hours a day indoors watching TV, playing video games, on the computer, in front of their phones, text messaging, and like you said, only three to four or five minutes or so outside. So most of that time outside is really going from point A to point B, going to and from the car, to and from, you know, school, to the bus and things like that. At the same time, we're seeing this alarming trend in rates of childhood obesity and childhood diabetes and attention deficit disorder. And all of the research that's been done, and there's a bunch of studies that have been coming out that really look at outdoor time and outdoor play, and all of them indicate that this is a good thing for kids, and it can really be a good antidote for some of these negative indoor trend, you know, kid health issues that we're seeing. So, for example, kids that go outside to play and get that outdoor time are less likely to be obese. They're more likely to be physically fit. They're less likely to have allergies. They have better immune systems. They're less likely to have vitamin D deficiency. Likely to be nearsighted. They tend to do better in school because they develop skills when they're out there playing, creativity and problem solving, that they just otherwise wouldn't when they're, you know, constantly scheduled and constantly indoors cooped up, and they don't have a chance to be creative, play with their friends, invent games, you know, manage themselves and play by their own rules. So outdoor time is a great thing. National Wildlife Federation, my organization, one of our missions is to connect people with nature, and we've got a whole host of programs, including the Great American Backyard Campout, which is happening on Saturday, June 25th, that really are designed to help get families and kids in particular back outdoors reconnecting with nature.
So for the average family that's interested in this, you know, David, I mean, what would you like them to know and do? I mean, how can we participate in this and kind of turn the tide for our kids, get them outside more?
Well, the first thing to do is check out our website. It's nwf.org/campout. It's got all the information that you're going to need and if you're going to participate on Saturday in this event. Now, the way that it works is that it's not just happening in one spot, in one place. It's happening all over the country. And really, we at National Wildlife Federation host this event, but it's the folks everywhere that actually do it. You don't have to come to a certain spot. Like the name says, the whole idea is that you can have a really great, fun, nature-oriented outdoor experience with your whole family, and you don't have to travel off into the wilderness somewhere to have that. Nature is really right outside your door. It could be right in your own backyard. So when you go to our website, nwf.org/campout, you find out you know, how you can register to participate. And you can either participate as an individual, you know, again, camping in your backyard, but maybe, you know, you want to be social and you want to hook up with a bigger group of people. And there's definitely groups of people that are out there that are hosting campouts. You know, sometimes they're church groups, sometimes they're scout groups, sometimes they're neighborhood associations. You can find out how you can team up with one of those groups, or if you want to organize a larger group campout in your community, you can sign up to do that as well. Once you register your campout event with us, which is a great way of helping us, you know, just track our efforts and you know, quantify this movement that we're helping to create of people that are making it a priority to get nature back into their families' lives. Once you register your camp event with us, you get access to all sorts of really awesome info, everything from camping tips, you know, basic 101 tips for beginners to more advanced stuff, games, activities, camp recipes, you name it. It's all on that website. So that's the first thing to do. And, you know, and then beyond that, it's really just make that commitment to get outside on Saturday and have some fun.
Fantastic, David. I appreciate the information. And I think we'll just hope for some good weather. And, you know, it sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. We're hoping lots and lots of people will participate.
Hey, take care. Thanks so much.